Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Shouting up the flats from the rooftop.
And there you go, that was Up the Flats from the EP Up the Flats, and you know it well. It's from the 2FM Rising Act, Gemma Dunleavy. Gemma's appearing at the It Takes a Village Festival, which returns to Trebolgan Holiday Village in County Cork next Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Now, I'm going to talk about It Takes a Village in a minute, but first I want to talk to Gemma herself. Gemma, good afternoon. Are you all right?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. I'm going to turn you up a little bit there too. Now, Up the Flats is the single, if you like, from your EP, which is also called Up the Flats. You've called it a love letter to the community that raised you. Where are we talking about exactly?
Sheriff Street in Dublin Mourne.
Sheriff Street in Dublin Mourne. Okay, so it's a 6-track EP, and it's that, which is really like a kind of a bit of an album, really. So what's the theme or structure, or is there such a thing, of the idea in the EP?
So the concept of it was kind of given the backstory of our community through the perspective of 6 different stereotypes that I grew up around. So basically it was telling the story from our eyes and not from giving people information from a headline or a story that they hear from 5 different people, you know, and giving a glimpse into what's behind a lot of the negative connotations with our area and with people from our area and working class people in general. So it was kind of, I wanted to show the endearing side of the people that I've grown up around that I feel like often doesn't get to be shown a lot.
Okay, that's one side you want to show. Will you go all the way and say it often gets to be shown in the exact opposite light and not necessarily a great light?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's great now because there's a lot of talk about this and there's a light being shone on it, and I feel like people feel like they have a duty now to kind of give people in our area and areas like it the chance to show their good side. But for a long time we had to sit in silence and watch while our area and community and people, accents, dress code, job status or education or lack of being slandered, you know. So I wanted to show the side that I grew up around. The beauty.
Okay, hold on, that you grew up around. I couldn't go further and say this is like a kind of a concept EP, if you like, because it's exploring these multiple characters and perceived stereotypes from your Sheriff Street community. Mm-hmm. In any way at all, do you think you're in more of these people than you might imagine, that you're a lot of these people?
Yeah, well, I always explain the EP as like, it's based on 6 different stereotypes I grew up around, but some of them are someone I have been at one time, and someone I have loved, someone I've lost, and someone I am, because Up the Flats is from me right now, you know, and cruising is definitely from me at a different stage of my life.
Yeah.
So definitely, yeah, you're dead right there.
So in other words, by showing your community, you're really showing yourself as well, right?
Yeah.
And like, how did it go? I mean, all this during pandemic. I mean, the engineer was in London. How did that work?
Yeah, well, my mixing master and engineer is based in London. We just did back and forth, you know. Like, I work with a few of my friends here in Dublin, and my harpist, Roisin Berkeley, is in Mayo. And we had 3 days, I think, in the studio. And that's when everything went into heavy lockdown, schools and all that closed. So we kind of just all had to work remotely anyway, you know. And I work a lot by myself at home on my computer. I produce a lot of my own music at home, firstly, before I ever go into a studio. So, I mean, the only difficult part about it was those moments when you get stuck, and it's nice to have other people to pull you out of being stuck in your own ideas. But we got through it in the end. I think, you know, you always kind of get through those moments.
What about you, Joe? Joe is here as well. I want to talk to Joe.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well here. I'm going to turn you up as well. Joe, It Takes a Village. It returns to Trebolgan Holiday Village, County Cork, on Friday, Saturday and Sunday coming up. Tell me all about it. What is it?
So basically it's 17 days, 19th September. The idea, I suppose, look, to be fair, they've been doing it in England for years, where you had all tomorrow's parties and festivals in the likes of Butlins, Pontins. And the idea being, having been in Cork for 30 years, I was always aware that Trebolgan was down the road half an hour. So the fact that there's 172 houses on site, it's on 121 acres in the coast. So we just thought, wow, this would be brilliant to run. You know, a festival, like at full capacity, it'd be up at about little over 1,000 people, but at the moment we'll be just keeping it around 500-600.
Okay, so you're one of the organisers of It Takes a Village. So who else is on the lineup next weekend besides Gemma?
Well, interestingly, we put Out of Respect Those Nervous Animals as headliner, just because, I mean, as you would remember that, what it was at South 8, 1986. Mm. You know, they're them playing at that, which is brilliant. We have Blind Boy Podcast, Fish Go Deep, John Francis Flynn, Yankee, TPM, Ethan Estefanses. Then you have Dottie and Paul Noonan from Bellex One's new project, Houseplants. You have Gemma, as you mentioned. We have some comedians.
You have Donald Deneen, you have Nilo, you have loads, right?
Yeah, Nilo is great. Yeah. Royal Yellow and Art of Algebra, kind of interesting new stuff. We've Strange Boy from Limerick, his new album's very good. Claire Sands. So there's, you know, as the old Mr. Byrne used to say, there's something for everyone in the audience.
Something for everyone. Okay, I'll get back to that in a second or two. Just to go back to you, Gemma. And you also had, like, I mean, a lot of delays. Does a broken mic help, or was it, did it get in the way?
Oh, God, where were you hearing these stories from? Yeah, no. You know what? Like, I'm just one of those people. Anything kind of outrageous that can happen in a situation happens to me. I've been working all day. I put loads of work in. I hadn't eaten all day. And I was like, I'm going to order myself something nice to eat. And I ordered a spice bag. And when the knock came to the door, I ran down to grab it. And the impact from the door knocked the mic over and broke. And it was, you know, at the point of your deadline where you're like, this cannot happen. But Brendan Jenkinson, the producer, engineer that I work with in Dublin, came to the rescue with a load of gear, mics, preamps, everything, and saved the day. So yeah, I actually almost forgot about that.
And what about the actual sounds that you were trying to get of the area where you're living into the record? Because it was so important for you to do that. The actuality, if you like. Like, you took mobile phone recordings, didn't you? And did you use them in the 6-track EP?
I did. I actually had proper recordings because at the same time, I was working on a documentary to kind of create a little time capsule of our community spirit, because there's lots of regeneration and it's kind of getting, Share Street is getting wiped out at the minute. And I, you know, couldn't do anything about it but capture what we had in that moment. So I had actually, before the EP even came about, I had been recording this documentary. So I had so much footage, video footage and audio from those days of going around with the kids from the schools and all my neighbours and my friends and stuff. So naturally, when I was making the EP, that kind of just kind of came into it, you know. And it was so perfect because I wanted to give people as much of a feel of me community as I could. And what better than, you know, the actual real sounds that I'm kind of...
Yeah, but also you mentioned what it is earlier on, that it's you and it's also the people in the community. So were you nervous about making such a, what I'd call a personal album?
Yeah, that's why it was done. That's why I kind of had the concept as it was. So instead of making songs about a particular, very specific people, I created a character based around the stereotype. And I drew from my experiences with those particular stereotypes. It was very, very, I'm so careful about that. You know, it's very hard for me to tell my story without telling my community and my family story. And I don't really feel like I have the authority to do that because, you know, everybody has, in my community, I see them go through so much over the years, and I don't want to put anyone through any more kind of trauma by retelling their stories. So that's kind of why the concept was how it was, you know. And thankfully, honestly, like, when this record came out, I was nervous about what my community would think about it. And if anyone else liked it, that was great. If they didn't like it, it was grand. Once my community loved it, and they're all so proud, and it's amazing. It's just the best feeling ever to see them so overjoyed and proud of their area because of my music. You know, it's just, yeah, it's beautiful.
Right. I mean, when you say proud and protective of the area as well. I mean, if you feel you had to do this, and it's very tricky sometimes to represent a place or a set of people and do it authentically. Do you think there's a big red line, and just make sure you don't cross that line?
Yeah, there is. There is a red line because, like I say, you don't want to the kind of, you know, it's personal. There's a lot of feelings attached to the experiences and the trauma of people in working class communities, and especially in Sherrow Street because of the heroin epidemic and everything. So there is a big red line, and, you know, there's a lot of kind of specifics that I could have put in that EP that when I was writing the songs or when I was writing the concept or the narrative, they were in there from the beginning. And then I would kind of taper them out and reshape it to be a bit more ambiguous.
Well, hold on. Okay, so before the EP Up the Flats, what had you been doing musically, Gemma?
I'd been constantly writing and working in music. I had it prior to Up the Flat, I'd released a single on 4AD subsidiary. And then the year before that, I did kind of like a spoken word video piece on kind of, again, similar themes. It was called I Was Never Young, But I'm Not Yet Old, just talking about the cyclical patterns in kind of my areas. And I'd constantly been working on music, but I guess I was working a bit slower or just not releasing everything that I was doing. And I've also been working in Larrier School as an SNA, so Larrier's Boys School down on Cherry Street, on 7th Place.
Okay, but you're also, you've been a frequent collaborator with the UK duo Swing Ting, Merlo, DJ Sharda. But were you working with Simon Raymond of the Cocteau Twins, now head of the Bella Union Records? And like, what's this Lost Horizons project? Was that an album?
Yeah. So Simon just started a band called, well, not just, he started it a while ago, called Lost Horizons. It's him and a guy, Richie Thomas. And they bring in like collaborators to write on songs or to sing with them or whatever. And I was in a band a long time ago, and I think he heard my voice and was interested in it. And, you know, he was really always very helpful and stuff for any kind of logistics and stuff to do with music. And when he started up the band, he asked me, would I be interested in writing a song? So I wrote a song for the album, and then he asked me to write another one, and now he's released another album, and I've also written a song on that album, and I've gotten to play in the Queen Elizabeth Hall with them, and I'm actually going over and playing with them in Scala in London in October again. So Simon is just one of those rare great people that you come across in the music industry that is so genuine about what he does. And it's an absolute pleasure to work with them. You know, that was such a lovely experience. Every time I work with them, it's just lovely.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, Joe Kelly, who's still on the line here. Joe, It Takes a Village 2021. I'm going to read from here. Look, there will be no indoor venues, and all stages will adhere to capacity limitations in line with government guidelines at the time of the event. So what are we looking at here? There's no tents. Do people stay in the Trebalgan Holiday Village?
Yeah, basically on site, there's 172 houses. And then, so basically everyone stays in houses. So it is, I suppose, it's over the years we were trying to communicate this message that there's no tents, there's no muck. You can drive to your, you know, door in the venue, or sorry, you can drive to your house, park outside the house, you walk in. The only thing you have to bring is towels and a swimming cap if you decide to go swimming. Everything else is there, duvets, you know. So you're staying in a house that has a kitchen, toilets, toaster, microwave, whatever you want, television. But we're not encouraging people to watch television. But it ultimately, and then everywhere is within 2 to 3 minutes walk of the central area. And I suppose with the guidelines this year, we're going to be doing stuff outside, but with some lovely locations. You know, it's on 121 acres, as I mentioned, but it's like there's a valley. So we found some spots that are nice to put outdoor stages.
I'm sure you did, all right. So the 121 acres. Okay, so It Takes a Village 2021. The full all-Irish lineup, I should say. Focus on supporting local musicians, comedians, DJs, podcast makers and loads more besides. Open-air venues all over the place around the village, etc. And it is next weekend, Friday 17th, Saturday 18th and Sunday 19th of September in Trebalgan Holiday Village in County Cork. It Takes a Village is what the whole thing is called. So, Gemma, when are you playing there?
I'm playing on the Saturday.
Saturday.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I just can't wait.
Well, we've had a few things over the last few weeks just in terms of what people are trying to do in this whole pandemic, and that certainly looks pretty damn good to me. What are you going to say, Joe? Yeah?
No, I was just going to say we equally look forward to Gemma. And I mean, it is great that we have so many. I mean, we've X amount of Irish acts, but I mean, there's so many good at the moment, you know, as I say. And, you know, all the way from people like Gemma now that are quite established, all the way down to Blackheart. And Kevin Blake is a new guy, has a great new album out, and he's collaborating with Donal Deneen, who's doing a visual project with him. And Donal as well is actually going to do kind of best of Lee Scratch Perry because of sadly him passing away.
He died during the week at the age of 85. Oh, yeah. Kevin Blake, Emma Doran. Look, there's so many. Look, for information about the whole thing and tickets, you go to ittakesavillage.fm. Simple as that, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, listen, Joe, good luck with it. And thanks a million for talking about us, for talking about it on the programme. It Takes a Village, the organiser, Joe Kelly, and Gemma Dunleavy, of course, as well, on the EP. Thanks a million to you, Gemma. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Sloan, bye.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.